Paradise City by Lorenzo Carcaterra. For my mother, Signora Raffaella Carcaterra, January 8, 1922 to March 6, 2004. Revenge triumphs over death, love spites it, honor aspireth to it, grief flieth to it. Francis Bacon. Paradise City. Prologue. The boy stared at the open coffin. He sat on the edge of a metal chair, his hands resting flat across his legs, his thin neck chafing under the heavy starch of a tight white shirt and black clip-on tie. He wore a black blazer handed down to him from a cousin in New Jersey he had never met, and dark slacks with half-inch cuffs that brushed the tops of Buster Brown loafers. His thick white socks were stretched as far up as they would go. His eyes, dark as winter clouds, never strayed as they focused on the face of the man in the coffin. The boy was 3 weeks removed from his 15th birthday and had never seen a dead body until this day. He had been to several funerals with his parents, but had always managed to keep a safe distance from the front of the musty rooms, relieved to let others grieve over the cold corpse of someone they loved. But this was one body he couldn't avoid. With this one, he was required to be up in the first row, sitting alongside his mother and next to his Aunt Teresa, her gnarled left hand occasionally reaching over and patting him on the center of his back. This time, the body in the coffin wasn't a distant relative or a neighbor. It wasn't a family friend who was seldom seen, or an individual whose local standing required that respect be paid. This time, the body in the coffin belonged to his father. The room was crowded. Somber and sobbing faces filled seven rows of chairs spread out eight across. Most of them